This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. On Wednesday, one of Puerto Rico's government agencies failed to transfer a debt payment of nearly $94 million to pay the principal and interest on its bonds. If it fails to make an additional payment on August 1st, that could constitute a default. And if this same scenario were happening in a state, that agency would probably restructure what it owes in bankruptcy. Just look at the city of Detroit. But Puerto Rican agencies can't do that. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Puerto Rico has more debt than any state in the U.S., other than California and New York. So why doesn't the Commonwealth just restructure it?
What's really weird about Puerto Rico is the Commonwealth has been excluded from the Chapter 9 provisions of the Bankruptcy Code.
John Pato teaches at the University of Michigan Law School. He says a bill in Congress that would allow Puerto Rican agencies to file for Chapter 9 is stalled. Fed Chair Janet Yellen said Wednesday she doesn't think the Fed should get involved. Pato says the Commonwealth itself even drafted a bill to try to fix the bankruptcy situation.
And they passed that, and that got struck down as unconstitutional, but for ironically violating Chapter 9 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code, which they say preempts it.
Even if Puerto Rican agencies continue to miss payments, Stephen Waltz says bondholders aren't in a very powerful position. He's a bankruptcy specialist at the University of Virginia Law School. Waltz says everyone will have to wait and see what happens with legislation before creditors can go about collecting.
Okay, there's a default. What are the creditors going to do?
I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.